奉主耶稣圣名说话。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣，我们今天晚上要来查考启示录。
Thank the Lord Jesus that starting this evening we'll study the book of Revelations.
那这几天就是今天开始到星期四，我们要来看启示录的12章到15章。
So starting from tonight till Thursday, we'll study Revelation chapter 12 to 15.
我们可能会有这样的一个想法，就是启示录是一卷非常难明白的经卷。
We might have this concept that the book of Revelation is a very difficult book.
那其实我们查考启示录的一个最主要的目的就是要来准备我们来迎接主耶稣的再来。
But one of the central purpose for us to study this book is to prepare ourselves for the second coming.
因为这一卷书是谈到主耶稣再来之前那小弟认为在教会里头所发生的一些事情。
And this book records of the things that will happen in the true church in the end days.
那当然这就是要来准备我们懂得来去面对教会将面临不同的挑战。
So we have to prepare ourselves to face some of the challenges.
好，那启示录可以其实对小弟来说可以分为两大段。
The book of Revelations can be divided into two major parts.
那第一段就是从第一章到第三章。
The first part is from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
那第二章第二段就是从这个第四章开始一直到这个22章。
And the second part is from chapter 4 to 22.
那你会发现到说第一章里头谈到这个人子的意象。
In this first chapter, you'll see this vision of the Son of Man.
还有主耶稣在教会里头所成就的工作。
And some of the work that the Lord Jesus had accomplished in the church.
那我们在看第二章、第三章的时候，会发觉到这期间教会里头有很多不完全的地方。
And from chapter 2 to chapter 3, we record of all the imperfections in the seven churches.
其中一个主要的理由是因为他们对这个神的属性不是很认识。
And one of the reasons for that was because they were not familiar with the divine character of God.
我们先来举个例子。
Let's look at an example.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章我们来念这个第一节。
Verse
1. 你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Chapter 2, verse 1, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
那你发觉到说这一句话也在第一章的16节。也谈到上半段谈到他右手拿着七星。
And you'll see that this description is also described in chapter 1 verse 16, the first half. It says, in his right hand, the seven stars.
那我们就知道说当时的教会可能对这一方面有关神属性的事情不是很清楚。
So at the time, the church wasn't very familiar with the spirit, divine character of God.
所以呢他们在信仰生活当中才会出现一些的毛病。
And because of that, because of this, there arose a lot of spiritual problems.
所以你在看这个七封书信的时候，它起头大概都在谈到有关神的属性的事情。
So in all these seven churches, it always begins with a divine character of God.
好，我们再看这个比如说第二封信，第八节。
If you look at verse
8, 那第八节谈到说这个首先的末后的死过又复活的。
In verse 8 says, the first and the last who was dead and came to life.
那你如果看一章十八节
verse 18,
第一章第十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
那你发现到说他这里所谈到的内容、哦、跟刚才我们所念的是相似的。
Then you see that、in this verse, it's talking about the same thing as the verse we just read.
所以人子的意象就是要来教导当时的七个教会。
So the vision of the Son of Man was to teach the seven churches.
或者耶稣基督所成就的工作就是要来提醒当时的教会主耶稣为他们所做的事。
Or the work that the Lord Jesus accomplished was to remind the seven churches of what he had of him.
一个人如果一个教会或一个人如果对神有很清楚的认识。
If a person has a clear understanding of God,
他知道说神是鉴察人心的神。
If they know that God is who searches the hearts of men,
在他的生活当中，在教会里头的服事，一定是遵照神的旨意来去行的。
Then his personal life and also church life would be according to the word of God.
所以这七间教会里头有很多教会，在他们信仰生活当中，出现了毛病。
So these seven churches, they had a lot of problems in their spiritual life.
主要的理由是因为对主耶稣不认识。
And one of the causes is that they did not understand who the Lord Jesus is.
那我们进入到第二段哈。
So let's go into the second part.
就是从第四章开始。
Which starts from chapter 4.
那你看第四章的时候是谈到天上的一个景象。
In chapter 4, it records a scene in heaven.
那个以神的宝座为中心。
It was centered around the throne of God.
那周围呢就有这个24个长老，他们也有宝座。
And surrounding the throne, there were 24elders, and they all also had a throne.
那在他们当中就是这个四活物。
And among them was the four living creatures.
我们可以说这是敬拜神的一个景象。
And you could say that this is a scenery of them worshiping God.
我们知道这个第四章开始是谈到末后真教会所要发生的事情。
And we know that starting from chapter 4, it records about what will happen to the true church in the end days.
那我们要怎么能去准备自己来胜过我们生活上、信仰上的这种挑战呢？
So then how do we overcome the challenges in our life and in our spiritual life?
那当然在第四章里头就让我们发现到说我们要过着一个以神为中心的生活。
And in chapter 4, it teaches us that we must have a God-centered life.
那这24长老就是代表这些得胜的信徒来讲的。
And these 24 elders represent these victorious members.
他们都是围绕着这个宝座。
And they surround the throne.
当然我们发现到四活物、哦、就好像跟这24长老就好像两组不同的工人。
And the four living creatures are like two separate groups of workers.
他们是互相搭配的。
And they complement each other.
我们看到这个这个第八节开始的时候。
So starting from verse 8.
这里呢他这个四活物、哦、就开始昼夜的说这个圣哉圣哉圣哉。
The four living creatures said, holy, holy, holy.
那讲完之后这个二十四长老、哦、你发现到说在第十节呢就会伏伏在地来敬拜神。
And after they said this in verse 10, the 24 elders fell down before him to worship.
所以他们是互相搭配的。
And so they complement each other.
那更重要的、哦、在这个敬拜服事的过程当中他们是把他们的这个冠冕都抛在这宝座前。
And as they worship God, they cast their crowns on the ground.
那就是说他们是谦卑的来服事。
And that shows that they are humbly serving the Lord.
所以这就是我们在主再临之前的日子、哦要得胜自己，得胜我们的环境的一个秘诀。
And so this is the secrets of how we can be victorious in these end times.
如果我们没有围绕着神来过我们的生活。
And so if we don't live a life centered on God,
那我们最后一定会失败的。
Then in the end, we will surely fail.
我们看到22章。
Let's turn to chapter 22.
这个情景呢就在这里出现了。
Then this scenery appears here.
这个得胜的景象、哦、就在这里出现了。
Then this scenery of victory appears in this chapter.
因为这些人、哦、这神的仆人真的是在神的 这个宝座前来服侍神。
Because here the servants of God are worshiping before the throne.
啊，所以我们相信说，我们只要照着这个第四章里头的这个重要教训来去做。
So if we just follow the teachings that's stated in chapter 4,
主耶稣一定会保守带领我们胜过一切的困难。
Then the Lord Jesus will guide us to be victorious over all challenges.
人会失败，教会会软弱，主要的原因是因为我们不够亲近神。
The reason why man fails and the church may be weak is because we are not close to God.
那还有在服事的时候没有互相的来搭配。
And when we serve, we don't complement one another.
不单只是这样，在服事当中没有带着一颗谦卑的心来服事。
And not only that, so we don't carry a humble heart when we serve.
我们都是带着冠冕来服事的。
We all wear our crowns when we serve.
其实我们要认识到说，我们所拥有的一切都是神所赐予的。
But we must know that everything that we have comes from God.
所以第四章是很特别的一章。
So chapter 4 is a very unique chapter.
其实要教导我们在这个主再临之前，我们要怎么来过我们这个基督徒的生活。
And so it teaches us how we should live our life before the Lord Jesus comes again.
好，我们在看启示录的时候呢，他怎么说？
And as you read the book of Revelation, what does it say?
那最重要的这个信息就是这七个印。
And the most important message is the seven seals.
当第七印打开的时候，
And when the seventh seal is released,
就有七个天使拿着七支号筒。
Then seven angels carry with them seven trumpets.
那在第七个天使吹第七支号筒的时候。
And when the seventh angel blew the seventh trumpet,
就有七个天使拿着七个大碗。
Then seven angels carry with them seven bowls.
那里头是盛满了神的愤怒。
And in it was full of the wrath of God.
要倾倒在那些不敬畏神的人的身上。
And to pour it on all those who did not honor God.
这大概是启示录里头的一个这个什么一个重点。
And this is one of the central points in the book.
但是我们发现到说它里头也怎么说穿插了一些其他的这些所发生的事情，我现在举例说明之后。
But as we'll see, it also there are also other themes that are in these chapters.
好，我们来看这个第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
第六章里头谈到六个印。
In chapter 6, it talks about the six seals.
那在第六印打开之后。
And after the sixth seal was released,
就有一个天使这样说了，然后最后他这样说。
Then the angel said,
我们他说谁能站得住呢？就是羔羊愤怒的大日来到，谁能站立得住呢？
In verse 17, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
我们这里知道说只有第六印打开到第六印而已。
And here we know that it was only the sixth seal that was opened.
那第七印呢是在第八章才打开。
And the eighth seal was opened in chapter 8.
第七章好像一个插曲一样，对不对？
So chapter 7 seems like an intermission.
好，那其实这个第七章就是那个第六印的那个问题的答案。
And so chapter 8 is the answer to the verse that we just read.
那就是说谁能够站立在神这个愤怒的日子里头呢？
That is, who is able to stand in the day of God's wrath?
当我们在念的第七章的时候，我们就了解到说，只有那些被上有被盖印的的人才能够站立得住。
And from chapter 8, we'll see that it's only those who are marked with the mark of God that is able to stand.
这也是那个大灾难的时刻。
And that is also the period of the great trials.
那些能够站立得住的人是从大灾难里头出来的。
And those who are able to stand are those who came out victorious out of the great tribulation.
我们从十四节就可以看到。
And we see this in starting from chapter 14.
第六章,
oh, sorry.
第七章的十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
七章的十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
我对他说，我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大泛滥中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
Verse 14, and I said to him, Sir, you know, and he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
好，所以我们发觉到说，好像六章哈跟八章中间有一个插曲。
So we see that between chapter 6 and chapter 8, there is intermission.
那其实呢，就是答案，就是那个问题的答案。
And so this is the answer to the question.
那同样的，我们看到十一章。
And likewise in chapter 11.
十一章第十五节哈。
In chapter 11, verse 15.
这里说第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。他要作王，直到永永远远。
Verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
这里是谈到说第七支号筒呢已经吹响了。
So here, talked about when the seventh trumpet has sounded.
我们如果看十九节哈。
And we look at verse 19.
他这里说神天上的殿开了。
Here it says the temple of God was opened in heaven.
但是你在念十二章、十三章、十四章、十五章，好像跟这一件事情没有什么直接的关系。
But from chapter 12 to 14, it seems that it's not related to this verse.
好，我们可以跳到这个第十五章。
We can jump to chapter 15.
好，我们看十五章哈。
Chapter 15.
我们念这个，我们看这个第五节。
Verse 5.
他这里说。我看见在天上那存约柜的殿开了。
After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened.
所以这个十一章十五节和所谈到的应该是接到这个第十五章的第五节。
So from chapter 11 verse 15 is actually connected to chapter 15 verse 5.
那中间呢是在谈什么？
So what is it talking about in between?
这就是要告诉我们当时哈那个教会所面对的逼迫。
It talks about the persecution of the church.
一直到说这些得胜的人呢能够站在这个玻璃海上。
Until those who are victorious can stand on the sea of glass.
所以这几章大概就是谈这一些事情。
So these chapters talk about these incidents.
因为进入到第十六章的时候，那个七碗灾就倒下来了。
Because starting from chapter 16, the seven bowls are poured.
那其实在十六章里头这件事情就结束了嘛。
Starting from chapter 16, these things were finished.
因为在十七节就说成了。
Because in verse 17 it says it is done.
那之后呢？从16章的这个18节开始，一直到22章的结束。
So then starting from chapter 16 verse 18 to the very end until chapter 22.
其实他在谈两件事。
Then it talks about two things.
那第一就是这个大巴比伦国的这个倾倒。
It talks about the fall of the Babylon.
那第二就是他谈到这个在天上的这些圣民的得胜。
And the second talks about the victory of the saints in heaven.
就是说这个教会最终达到完全。
And that is the church in the end has become perfect.
所以这几章就在谈论这两件事情而已。
So these chapters are talking about these two things.
因为这个时间的关系，所以我只能够很简单的这样讲一讲。
And because of time, I can only summarize these teachings.
所以这个十二章到十五章是谈到说教会所经历的大考验跟最后教会的得胜。
So between chapter 12 and 15 talks about the great tribulation of the church and also our victory.
好，那我们现在就来看十二章。
So let's start from chapter 12.